Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. It's the third day in a row peacekeepers have reported Israeli fire at their positions. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
Israeli forces fired at a watchtower used by UN peacekeepers on Friday, injuring two. That's according to a UN source. Lebanese caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati condemned the incident as a crime. It comes amid Israel's war against Hezbollah militants, with its latest attack in Beirut on Thursday night killing more than 20 people and injuring over 100, Lebanese authorities said. Three security sources said the target here was a senior Hezbollah official who survived. The UN source said that along with the tower that came under fire on Friday, troops also breached the perimeter of another peacekeeping base they'd fired at the day before. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military on Friday's reported incidents.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. The condemnation was echoed by many countries, including Italy, France, and China. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on Friday called on the international community to stop selling weapons to Israel. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was welcomed by German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier on Friday, ahead of signing the city's Golden Guestbook. The meeting took place shortly after German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced a 1.4 billion euro military aid package for Ukraine by the end of 2024 during a joint press conference. Scholz told Zelensky the package was a signal to Russia that the West would not stop supporting Kyiv. Zelensky has been meeting allies in Europe this week to present a victory plan to end the war while also pressing to use long-range weapons that can strike deeper into Russian territory. This is VOA News.